Hi guys, today I wanted to focus on manifesting forgiveness and what that means. So this topic has come to my mind many times throughout my life, and I always thought I had a handle on it until I really began to understand what forgiveness meant. So like anybody you know, we all have things that people do to us in life that are totally unforgivable. There are things that happen to you that if you were to retaliate, the world would understand, because there are certain visceral reactions that every human being has when things occur that are so painful. And so the thing is that forgiveness, what it can do is it takes up space in your life, because there are these things that have happened to you that you just cannot forgive and let go of. And the problem is that they can inhibit us from moving forward in life. And these things that we cannot let go of because they're so wrong that somebody did to us can put up invisible barriers that we can't see, really. We can't see. And when you can't see something, it can mess up the way that you feel, the way you think, and the way that you behave in the world. And so what's happening is that what someone did to you that you had no control over, that thing is now controlling you and how you see and how you are in the world. On a deeper level, when you live with unforgiveness, what happens is that you operate from a place of unforgiveness and reactiveness. And so this unforgiveness, you're living with it, you operate from that place of it, and you react to situations because of what's being programmed into you. And so it's kind of like having malware, like a virus in your head, in your heart or your soul, that controls your life. And so this programming that you've been infected with, no matter how many affirmations you read, how many courses you go to, how many prayers you recite, or how many new relationships you have, that malware, that infection is still on the back end, creating viruses in your system and messing up your programming. So basically, you're living your life where you think you're in control, but some fool was fucking up your flow in the back end. So what you need to do is delete the infection from your system and write a new script that offers your heart a clean slate. So how do you do this? How do you disinfect yourself from unforgiveness? The first step is to be self-aware. This means staying aware of your thoughts and behaviors. This is key. Self-awareness is key. So that this means that if you are aware of your thoughts, you can catch yourself when you're thinking of the past, when you're replaying the past hurts, replaying the past judgments, replaying the past reasons why you can't forgive this person. When you're aware of your thoughts, you can stop from imagining retribution or wondering how you could hurt the person back or pay them back for whatever happened. When you're self-aware, you become cognizant of when you're projecting your feelings from the past into your current and future relationships. And so it's really important to constantly scan your system to discover new threats and then quarantine that shit. You know, being self-aware is so super important when you are working on manifesting forgiveness. And so as humans, things happen to us all the time. You know, it's what you do with the hurts that matter. It's what you do with these threats to your clarity, to your sense of well-being that are important. And how do you deal with these threats to clean up your life? So many people take a mental note of things that happen to them. They make a list of the things that are wrong in their minds, and they carry that shit around. And so what happens is that you end up with a life where you're carrying around a whole lot of shit. And why would you want to carry around shit in your life day in and day out? I mean, shit really stinks. So it's important to be aware. It's important to check in with yourself and do it daily. You know, every day I make a list of all the things I want to release at the end of each day. I do it at nighttime. And then what it helps me to do is helps me to quarantine negative thoughts about the past, quarantine negative thoughts about myself, quarantine unforgiveness, you know, against myself or other people, and stop the thoughts from running rampant in my life, in my mind. And so think about ways to implement self-awareness. Put a reminder on your phone, put a reminder in your bathroom mirror, put a reminder by your bedside to just kind of check in with yourself in the morning and check in at night, and quarantine situations from your past and present that are threats to your peace. The second thing I do that I suggest you guys do is delete the freaking virus. And so when you think about your life, think about what kind of things, viruses, or unforgiveness thoughts that are the highest threat to your life and the highest threats to you having high energy in your life. Meaning, what are the things that unforgiveness causes that inhibit your joy, that inhibit your peace, that inhibit your excitement, your love, your ability to attract abundance and have clarity in your life? Because unforgiveness is, it's a slippery slope rather, and it has tentacles. And so think about the ways those tentacles are spreading throughout your life, and how do you cut those things off so you kind of inhibit that feeling of unforgiveness from interrupting the flow of your life and in your abundance. So there are ways that I delete the virus of unforgiveness. And one of the ways is that I thank the lesson and the bringer of the lesson and release judgment around what happened and around who did that thing to me. I delete whatever is not serving me. I also choose to set my old self free. I read someplace that you sometimes have to die to what's old to become what's new. And so that sometimes means dying to your old self, really. Dying to your old thoughts, old feelings, old patterns of unforgiveness, and replacing them with grace and with love. And when you delete old patterns of thinking, the person you're gifting the most is yourself, not the person that's done the wrong to you. What else is there? The third thing I suggest that you could do is to stay in your power. Stay true to your goodness. When you are unforgiving of somebody, you're in a sense allowing the darkness to pull you in. You have to be intentional with staying in your light. You have the power to replace what you don't want with what you do want. And what you do want is more light. It's more divinity. It's more truth. It's more beauty in the world. And sometimes you have to continue being a light even when somebody does you dark. You have to see that it's less about them and more about you. And in fact, let me just take that back. It's really about them. It's really about you staying true to you. You could actually change somebody who's not, who's of the darkness or who is behaving in a dark way towards you. Remember that you are the beacon. And when you don't forgive somebody, it's really affecting and dimming your light in the world. It's inhibiting you from fully harnessing your power and letting that beauty of who you are shine in the world. When you carry around unforgiveness, it's an energy that limits your strength, it limits your clarity, it limits your radiance. And so combat that dark energy of unforgiveness, that low energy with the opposite. Replace it with love, replace it with hope, replace it with peace, replace it with freedom, replace it with light. Let not your light be overcome, my loves. Shine bright.